Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. United States seeking the quick adoption of UN Security Council draft resolution that would deprive North Korea of $1 billion a year in revenue that helps fuel its illicit nuclear and ballistic missile program. The move for additional sanctions is in response to Pyongyang's two intercontinental ballistic missile launches. Those were on June 3rd and 28th, which showed North Korea may now have the capacity to propel a missile to the U.S. mainland and much of Europe. Diplomats say after weeks of negotiations between the U.S. and China, the Security Council is moving closer to a vote. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions told reporters he's increased the number of active leak investigations in an effort to stem the tide of classified information being released to the media by people in the Trump administration, intelligence community, and other government entities.
Simply put, these leaks hurt our country. All of us in government can do better. The first requirement is for discipline within all our agencies of the government. To prevent these leaks, every agency and Congress has to do better.
Sessions said he and President Trump condemn in the strongest terms the staggering number of leaks. He says they undermine the ability of the government to protect the country. Top U.S. intelligence officials refusing to back down over concerns about Russia. U.S. Defense Intelligence Agency Director Lieutenant General Vincent Stewart told a small group of reporters the values of Washington and Moscow are not aligned naturally. Despite such warnings from Stewart and other high-ranking intelligence officials, Mr. Trump has pushed for improving ties with Moscow. This is VOA News.